On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport, you're listening to Waitley. Want to have your say? Ring Jared on 9429 1116. Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. The Doncaster BMW annual demonstrator event is on now. Now back to Waitley.
27 minutes past 11, so the Chief Executive of Cricket Australia at the top of the program, Kevin Roberts, the new key signing in basketball, Mitch Creek, Neil Craig, I love Neil Craig, Ange Postecoglou, Gary Pert, but there's just been this beat through the morning as scones and birds and bagels and vegans. He was coming in anyway. Had he not been, there would have been a message go out. Bob Murphy, get to the studio and just work with us through half an hour here. Bob, welcome back from holidays.
Hello, Jared. How are you?
You've just been holidaying in...
Well, yes. I think this is a serendipitous that the vegan... I'm already calling it vegan backlash. It's not quite vegan gate, but it's vegan backlash. And I've just been holidaying in Byron Bay, mm-hmm. which is the unofficial vegan capital, certainly the incense capital and sarong capital of Australia. And I live in the inner north of Melbourne, which has also got very strong ties to vegan. I myself am not a vegan, but I walk amongst the brother and sisterhood of the vegan community.
So when you hear this...
And vegans want society to do away with phrases such as bringing home the bacon and kill two birds with one stone. Instead, they want harm-free alternatives such as bringing home the bagels or two birds, one scone.
What comes to mind, Bob?
For my own personal safety, I'd like to keep my own personal view just private, just for a little while. Initially, I'd just like to facilitate. Mm-hmm. So if this is the direction we're going to go, if this gets some traction, this has quite sort of far-reaching ramifications. And off the top of my head, this is only with 2 minutes work into it. A sausage roll being called a goal, that's got to go. Oh. Let's just go the low-hanging fruit. Yes, yeah. So all duck and no dinner, that's gone. That's out. Meat of the bat. So just put a red line through all of those things. Now, if you're asking for a personal judgment or point of view, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this has gone too far.
Brad got right to the heart of this with his email. Can a vegan enjoy watching a movie that stars Kevin Bacon? Or does he need to change his name to Kevin Bagel?
Oh, boy.
Well done, Brad.
And if it retrospectively, so there's a couple of players. Jack Higgins, no more snags. No more snags. And Harry Taylor with the ham in the sock for Josh Jenkins.
Well, I'm in favour of that disappearing.
Okay, so we can...
But Jack Higgins, we can't lose this from footy.
I was over the moon. Just get the win and kick two snags. Kick the snags, so it was good.
Kick two tofu. Nah, that's not the... two halloumi slices. Nah, that's not... No,
so stuff and nonsense thing. This morning, 9429 1116, if you would like to join us. We really want to hear from you if you've seen Creed 2. So there's been a set of messages come through, but I'd really like you to call so that we can workshop this. 9429 1116 with Bob Murphy. Meredith Gibbs started all of this. Meredith with the news headlines. Thanks, Meredith. 28 minutes to 12. Bob Murphy is here. There's a whole set of texts here. There's not many of them that are suitable to read, but we have chuckled. Rory, I'm a sports mad vegan. I sort of don't feel we need to go any further than that. Good on you, Rory. We've been reading your messages. Mark's in Parkdale. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Very well.
Good, thanks, Mark.
I guess it's just around the power of language. Everyone has their own opinion and people may treat it as a bit of a joke, but ultimately they're putting forward a point of view saying the power of language can help to change people's minds. Just like recently, I guess there's been that promotion towards having a coward punch instead of the alternative, and the way that that has changed the way that people think and act when they're out in public. So I'm all for it if they want it. You know, ultimately people will take it on board or they won't. That's okay.
So is it offering up an alternative or to remove a phrase? I'm all up for vegans going on a new path of their own version. I don't know if we need to get rid of what's already there, do we?
We don't need to get rid of it, except that as people start to use new language and alternatives, as you just mentioned, then people and society will eventually sort of change and move in a particular direction. Just like now, the coward punch is the way that it's referred to. That's taken time, and there will still be people who use the king word, and that's fine as well. But ultimately, you know, we move away from it, and society moves. And good on them. Put something forward, cause discussion, and you know, we'll make some people think, I guess, about how they communicate and also how they eat.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your thoughts. Very measured and sensible. Sort of ran a bit counter to how we were coming at it, wasn't it? Darren's on the road. Hello, Darren.
Yeah, g'day, Jerry. G'day, Bobby.
Hey, Darren.
Who are these last two? What are they doing listening to SEN?
Oh, no, we're a broad church here. We're a broad church, Darren.
I just think it's a load of rot.
I'm all for the vegan community coming up with their own alternatives, but I'm not a vegan, so I will still be using a phrase like meat of the bat. Call me old fashioned.
Good stuff. All right, Creed 2. I see you've got man skills.
I've been on the tools, Jared.
Excellent.
Yes.
I've got someone on the tools for what it's worth. So I think we're having a similar experience, just I'm not having anything to do with it. Man's got to know his limitations, Bob. Man's got to know his limitations.
Well, to use a cricket vernacular, I'm in the man skills, I'm playing in the V. I'm in demolition and carrying rubbish to the skip. That's where my skills lay.
Paul's in Port Melbourne. Hello to you, Paul.
Yeah, g'day. There'll be no more kicking the pigskin anymore. No. What do I go to synthetic or something?
It's going to take some adjusting. I think our last caller, it's going to be a long adjustment for me. That's, I think it's becoming evident.
Good on you, Paul. More with Bob Murphy. Your call's 9429 1116. Have you seen Creed 2? We want to hear from you next.
On Melbourne's home of sport, this is Waitley. Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. The Doncaster BMW annual demonstrator event is on now.
Will Cross Bats Logs still be the cow corner? We can't lose cow corner.
Cow
Bob.
Corner. That's, no, we've got to hold some
There's
things.
There's no harm implied in cow corner, so maybe that's okay. Hey, Slang, don't worry. I'm planning to see Creed 2 maybe tonight. I'm a constant SEN listener. Now someone is going to spill the beans on the plot. That's disappointing. No, we're not doing that.
No.
I guess I will have to switch off in the next 30 minutes. No, Slang. We haven't seen it yet either. No. We're just desperate to know
Watch the preview about 15 times.
Yeah. No, we don't want no spoilers. We just want to know how it goes.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, what's the temperature for it?
Yeah. Craig's in Montrose. Hello, Craig.
Good morning, guys. Look, I'm going to bring home the bacon on this one. I just think it's just enough's enough. I mean, seriously, you can't say, can't sing Baba Black Sheep anymore, all this stuff. I'm just sick to death, along with the other people, of these do-gooding minority groups demanding we live like they do. It's just enough's enough. Monkey bars being taken out of schools now. It's just got to the ridiculous stage. Enough. Stop.
Good on you, Craig.
I love the passion there. And look, this topic clearly tickles me. I'm more up for the challenge the vegan. See if you can get these in. See if you can get them past Snags sausage roll, bring home the bacon. If you can bring home the halloumi and that can over, well done. That's a good effort. These sayings are firmly entrenched.
All right, we've spent most of the year looking forward to Creed 2. It's very disappointing that we're sitting here on a Tuesday after it was released on a Thursday and we haven't seen it yet. David Zeta, though, has seen it. David?
I've seen it.
Just so, no spoilers. Are we going to be happy as Rocky devotees?
Do you love Rocky?
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll love it. You'll like it. It's a Rocky film. It's just a Rocky film.
That's okay.
That's what I mean. So I was okay with it.
Yeah.
It's just Rocky.
The bits that I have heard about, I've tried to read sort of sparingly, but there seems to be quite a lot of warmth to the Drago family storyline.
So this is all we're in it for. All we're in it for is that when the moment flashes up and it says Drago, you go, yes!
I know where Rocky's at. I know where Adonis Creed is at. I want to know where the drug.
Well, that's the bit, like the best parts of it when it, because it just knows. You can just tell everyone there just knows how much it means to you. And whenever they just use it sparingly when those two are in the same room, and it's just, you can just feel it, and it all ties into it. It pays tribute to it, and it feeds off it. So if you watch the other movies, normally you say you don't have to see the other movies to see this one, but I feel like there's no real reference to anything, but it's just. Just general feel. You can just feel that there's a past here. Yeah.
So Rocky IV is such a big part of my childhood. Yeah. So you remember the trailer? So I, as a kid, went and saw it at Knox. I think I saw it with Craig Prest. It was the trailer when it first came out, and all it was a white glove and a red glove at the peak of the Cold War, and they bang together and explode.
Well, not forgetting it. Rocky solves the Cold War at the end of Rocky.
So it is the greatest piece of American propaganda committed to film in my lifetime.
He's not just a boxer. This man is a political.
If he can change, you can change.
Can I ask you one question, yes. David? Because on our earlier deep dive, Jared and I did on Rocky. This is a potential spoiler alert. Okay. But one of the unanswerable questions I had at the time was. Why did Drago only have a couple of fights? He seemed pretty good. Does it clear up what happened to Ivan Drago?
You realize what's happened after the fight. Like you realize
we get
what,
a bit of,
you realize
oh, okay.
how it's impacted
well, I've
him.
I've got my money's worth.
So
then.
We get the backstory on.
You understand what's happened to him since that fight.
That at that point of the movie, I'll be up to my elbows in the popcorn with the chalk top, eyes wide.
They're the best parts when that's they talk about Rocky IV and you just the linkage. It's just it's predictable.
They've had a hard road, haven't they, the Dragos?
They have.
Post
it hasn't been great for them. No, it was a pretty tough loss
when the Politburo turns on you like that and starts chanting for America. Yeah, and that's not going to go that well for you, is it?
That's a big swinging election.
Storyline's awesome and some good little curveballs does really good justice to Rocky. So this is exactly what we're after. Nothing that.
That's all right.
Gives it away. Aaron has sent through Creed 2, brilliant film. At the end, I didn't know who to feel sorry for more, Rocky or Drago. This is perfect.
This is good. So we don't want an avant-garde take on Rocky at this stage.
No.
Give us what we want. This is what we want. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Because Creed was such a surprise, and I wasn't expecting it to be good.
That was a gear change. But I'm not up for that every time.
Exactly. So you get surprised, but they can't do it again, can they? Like, you can't get surprised. Same with Rocky 2. You can't really get surprised again. So you take this for what it is, as a Rocky film, as a Creed film, and you'll be fine.
And I think there's a get comfortable, because it sounds like Michael B. Jordan, who plays Adonis Creed, he's settling into the role of this is the second phase of the franchise.
He's talking about doing 4 or 5.
Yeah.
We certainly got the physicality for it.
Oh, hello, David.
I'm saying they're wearing outfits and not wearing. They've committed to the role.
It's a good name, Adonis Creed,
it is, isn't it?
Especially when you look like that.
Adonis.
He is an Adonis.
I love that name.
Awesome, David.
Thanks,
good man.
All right.
Hey, so you've done a bit of a narrative around this.
Yeah, well, I we love the pick of narratives, but this one's a bit different. This one's going to be very specific. So we're yet to see Creed 2, but it's the reboot of. The Dragos, as we just discussed. For Creed 3, so we're getting a bit further down the track, which character would you like to see sort of reintroduced somehow, whether it's a grandchild or a son-in-law or a love interest?
Yep.
So off the top of my head, there's Paulie.
yes. So,
who was initially an appalling character. There is some warmth to Paulie.
Paulie's dead, isn't he?
But I think Paulie's dead, but it's the linkage of could there be, you know, Paulie Jr.
Yep.
It's unlikely, but look, that's just the opener. Adrian, Tommy Gunn, lest we forget, Rocky V.
Oh, I've forgotten Rocky V.
Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
Maybe Mickey. There could be something with Mickey.
You could do Mickey's early days.
Yep.
That
prequel.
You could do a Mickey prequel.
Wow.
Remember when he talks about what he used to that one scene in the first Rocky, which is the best scene in the movie, where you learn just enough of Mickey's backstory. You go, you could mine that.
Imagine the prequel.
He was a fighter.
Mickey. Could that hold up on its own? You see that on a poster.
I can't see Mickey. Oh, maybe I can.
Maybe that could be a little indie
Maybe that's my summer project for planes, just see how far we can flesh that out from one speech.
Okay.
So I immediately wrote down Clubber Lang before you'd given me the options.
Yep.
I'd like to know what became of Thunder Lips. But clearly the Mickey prequel.
I like that.
So you can have Creed running out this end and go back to the start. So Clubber Lang's son has been put forward. That's probably what we're doing though with Drago, isn't it? So I'm not sure how many times you can do that.
No.
Hey, Pete's in Geelong. He's on our wavelength. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Pete.
Obviously, you're way ahead of yourselves. Like, this could go on for 15 or 20 series. Like, we could have a series. And as you said, Mickey, it could be like a dream sequence of him. And then you flash to him now and back again. And with the vegan thing, we could also have been saved. If only they'd have got in earlier, we could have been saved from Meatloaf.
Oh, Pete.
Wow, that's...
Saved your best till last there.
Yeah, that's...
I could see Mickey being an eight-part Netflix original.
Yeah, that's... I don't see the Mickey poster.
Yep.
I don't see that bringing people to the cinema, but I think a little Netflix series could be magnificent.
Yeah, yeah. So Brandon sent through, didn't Sly say this is most likely the last time he plays Rocky? Yes, yes. But you don't need Rocky here.
No.
You've got Creed has his own franchise now, and we could have Mickey with a startup.
Interesting. Someone's out there listening. Netflix would have it. They'd have an ear on this.
Are we giving up our best material?
Heard it here first.
What about Gary's poster, Mickey, Life as a Penguin? I see what you're doing there. Mickey, a Rocky history. Yeah, yeah, that's got good yards in it. Bob Murphy's here, 9429 1116. We'll take a few more of your calls after the break and a little bit of man skills. This is Waitley for Doncaster BMW. Visit the team to drive your ultimate driving machine today.
On Melbourne's home of sport, this is Waitley. Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. The Doncaster BMW annual demonstrator event is on now.
Tomorrow I'll be broadcasting from the Adelaide Oval. Justin Langer will be with us right at the start of the program ahead of Australia's final training session. And then on Thursday, SEN Test Cricket begins from 9. So download the SEN app, pair it to your car and listen live anywhere. So live stream the program, the Test Cricket in the highest quality. Catch up on all the podcasts, see all the latest sports news all within the app. Get it from your app store today. So I reckon the SEN app might be essential over summer. Bob, we've got Pete in Geelong. Hello, Pete.
Good morning. I've got it.
Tell us.
Young Creed does the wrong thing by Rocky. Love interest, maybe an agent, and then the son comes back and he wants to make sure that he can get back at Creed. So young Rocky gets into the gym. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So I think I'm not sure if I follow. So is this Rocky Jr.?
Rocky's son. Yep. Just reignite Rocky versus Creed.
I laugh and think, oh, that's preposterous. And then think, but if I saw the trailer for that,
I think we'd be there.
Who's going to be there? I'll be there. They've got me where they want me.
Yeah. Oh, that's true for all of us.
I've offered myself up, but there's no resistance.
What about just a little bonus extra of what did the fight at the end of Rocky 3 look like?
Ooh,
the secret fight. Yeah,
well, that's a lot of conjecture about that amongst Balboa circles, if there is such a thing. What happened in the secret fight?
Harold's in Phillip Island. Hello, Harold. I got you there, Harold.
Yeah, boys.
Yes, fire away. You've been very patient.
With all this vegan caper, does that mean we can't call the local constabulary the sausages and chops anymore?
Quite right, Harold. Good on you. Good man. Hey, what's going on building-wise at your house?
So we're back from our holiday, and now the work has started on the back deck. And look, I think the phrase that I'd reach for in this sort of sphere is that I'm useless in practically.
Yep.
Know. Building stuff, all that man skills.
Yep,
hopeless. Can't change lights, all that sort of stuff. But I, you know, I'm knocking a lot on at the moment. Thought, you know, no, I'll do it. My friend Pat Burke, who they're probably having smoko at the moment. So I'm on the tools, but I've offered myself up to So we're into day two. So it's demolition at the moment of the old deck. We're ripping all that up. But if anyone else there's got some advice, even just for little phrases just to throw in just so that I can up my sort of ranking. I've noticed there's a lot of talk of mil. Everything's in mil.
Right, right.
And my only term of measurement is the school ruler. How many school rulers is that? Is that like a little bit of a school? But it's a lot of mil talk. That's the dividing line for practical men and the rest of us.
So we have the building going on our deck at the moment, and each day I get home and go, I'm not even sure how that happens, let alone whether I could do it or
it's
not.
It's so complicated. We ripped the boards up to see if the base was still, and then as soon as the level comes out, and I just start looking for the kettle. Oh, it's time for me to make coffees. But it's very intricate, just getting it to be level.
Do you feel? I sort of feel like I probably should feel inadequate when those things happen. You go, no, that's just completely beyond me, and I don't feel any sense of either guilt or regret that it's completely beyond me.
I have the same feeling in that situation as I do when a flat pack is opened up in front of me, that it's just...
Yeah.
I just know that I don't have the hardware for that. It's AM/FM. I'm on the wrong tangent.
Yeah. So whenever I build something from IKEA, it is... totally inevitable that I will put it on the wrong way. I will put the left end on the right end, or it's upside down. Or
I do the same thing.
Even when I read it really carefully, I end up having to undo something.
It's amazing for a 50-50 how many times I could get that wrong. You just think it should be end up like
that's
two
right.
Up. Like, yeah. If it's 50, I should accidentally get it wrong.
But every time.
Instinctively, just a bit. Skew if.
Hey, it's nice to close the year out with you. You were here on day one. You're here on the last day in this studio anyway. That's
right. Well done, Jared.
Bob
Great
Murphy
year.
On 11:16 SEN. So tomorrow will be the last Waitley of the year from the Adelaide Oval in the build-up to the first test. Justin Langer will be with me right at the start of the program. Today, Kevin Roberts, Mitch Creek, Neil Craig, Ange Postecoglou, Gary Pert and Bob Murphy. Download the podcast. You won't miss a moment. Andy Maher is in next.